you been?
Miss Mulgar, our library teacher, says we have to write a junky report on a clunky book called Captain's Courageous.
Well, how about that? I just saw the picture last week on TV, and they got a book out already.
Hey, you could tell me how it comes out, and I wouldn't have to strain my eyes.
Well, there's this guy, Spencer Tracy, and this kid, Freddie Bartholomew.
I haven't read those names so far.
Oh, they're always changing their names. You know, they fool around with them books.
Hi, Ernie. Play catch?
Nah, I've got to write a junky report on a clunky book called Captain's Courageous.
Captain's Courageous? Man, you struck it rich. I got a book report all written up from when I was a kid.
I'm convinced.
And I got an A.
Then I should get an A, if there's any justice.
Sure. Let's celebrate your good grades and play catch.
Yeah.
Room 318, please.
Hey, Bert, I got the job. At the sorority house, Kappa Kappa Theta. Cinched the deal. Yeah, that's Jean's sorority. I get paid for goofing around with Jane. How about that? Hey, I hear Dad's car outside. I'll get his okay, and then I'll call you right back. Okay.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Dad. You're just in time for a man-to-man family conference. A critical, but not serious. The senior resident advisor at the dorm has to know right away.
Rob, before we get into this, could I put down my hat?
Oh, sure.
Now, the senior resident advisor at the dorm wants to know what right away?
Whether I can move into the dorm with Bert Parker. Now, Bert's roommate had to leave school, and there's an opening for one student at the dorm, and, well, Bert's a friend of mine. But I've got to let him know tonight, Dad, because there are a lot of other guys waiting.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Rob was just telling me that he wants to live over at school.
Yeah, it's awfully important to me.
But doesn't it seem a little silly, Rob? I mean, all the added expense. After all, it only takes you 5 minutes to go from here to the campus.
Yeah, we're so close, every time a college kid sneezes, I yell, Gesundheit.
Well, Dad, do you remember when we talked about how great it would be for me to go to college and how it would be an experience I'd remember for the rest of my life?
Yes, but
well, after a month of going to college and living here at home, it's like going to high school only with older kids.
But, Rob, we just got through fixing up Mike's room for you.
But, Dad, there may be a lot of great things to do at college, but I'm never on campus to find out. I hardly even get to see Jane.
Jane?
Yeah, she's here from Cleveland. She lives at the Kappa Kappa Theta house.
I see.
And she likes me to help her with my notes. We talk for a little while after poli-sci class, but then we each go our separate ways. She to college life, me straight home.
Rob, you don't want to do this because of a girl.
Well, Dad, Jane is something else, but there's a lot more to it. The on-campus guys have all the fun. They get together and bone up, and they have intellectual discussions, stuff like that. There are dances and movies at the dorm. It's kind of like a club. A club that I don't belong to.
Rob, how much will it cost to live at the dorm?
Well, the dorm charges $95 a month, room and board.
Well, that's what I mean, Rob. That's pretty expensive, isn't it? I mean, when you just live a couple of blocks away.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but it'd be worth it. It won't cost you a cent. I'll pay for everything. I already landed a job as a hasher. They give me free meals and $10 a month. I have a second job as a lab helper in the chemistry department. That's another $50.
Will you have time to study?
Oh, sure, Dad. I've got it all figured out in my schedule. It'll be a ball.
Well, Rob, of course I understand how important it is to go away to school, but...
Oh, thanks, Dad. You know what? You always understand my problems.
I didn't realize I gave him a definite answer.
Oh, here, wait, I'll close the door behind
me. All right. Well, this is my bed here. Can you get it? Let me...
I put my foot.
There you go.
This is my bed?
No, this is... Wait a minute. No, this is your
that's
bed.
Right. This is my bed.
And that's your closet over there. Here, Robbie, your closet. And your dresser.
My foot's cut.
Oh, just a minute.
Wait,
your dresser? That's your desk right there.
Wait a minute.
Okay, just move your foot.
This is really the last of a college man.
Yeah.
You know something, Charlie? I guess it's silly, but the house seems kind of empty.
I'll throw some sweaters on the floor, clean out the icebox, and play a couple of noisy records, and we won't know he's gone.
Bert, you gonna be staying up for a while?
Yeah. Great classes tomorrow.
You mind if I turn the radio down?
Turn the radio down? Robbie, I can't study without it. I can hardly hear it as it is. You'll get used to it.
Okay.
So early.
No, I've got a test at 8 and I've got a cram for it for an hour.
Oh, great. I don't have a class until 11 and I was up to 3 this morning.
Sorry.
I'll be beat all day now. And ask him where he left his baseball club?
He probably took it with him. He took everything else. But don't phone him. Remember, he's away at school.
Okay, Uncle Charlie, I won't phone him.
Why don't you write him a letter?
Because by the time he gets it and writes me the answer, the game will be over.
So play barehanded. We got to go along with Robbie in this thing. He's having the time of his life.
Oh, you need some more water.
Okay. We can't have this mixing up with fraternities. We have always been affiliated with the...
Okay. Hi, Jane. Hey, I'll save you a great big piece of pie, okay?
Oh, Robbie, you're so thoughtful.
Hey, were my poli-sci notes any help?
Oh, a big help. But you've got to do something about your handwriting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try to write a little bit better next time. Hey, Jane, what do you think about a date tonight?
I'd love it, Robbie, but by the time you get through here, it'll be too late.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the breaks. Later on. Why doesn't he wait and eat when we all sit down later?
Because we don't. Here, this is yours. Eat fast. Lady, you'll be so busy washing the dishes and washing the pots and pans and cleaning the floor. You gotta grab something on the run or you'll starve to death.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey,
now take your time.
Hi.
Uncle Charlie, hi.
I was taking a walk and all of a sudden I looked up and there I was on the campus.
Oh, accidental, of course.
Oh, sure. I left some chicken soup on the desk in your room.
Oh, you always go for a walk with chicken soup?
Well, it happened to be in my hand when I walked out. I wanted to see how you were getting along. How are you getting along?
Just great.
It's great to swab decks. You got to go to college for that?
Well, I take it in my stride. I better get back to work. I've got to get to some pots and pans. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, come on, come on. Hold it. That's no way to swab a deck. See? You got to use big strokes. See?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's more deck, see? Oh!
I'm awfully sorry.
I'm sorry, too, but you ought to watch it. You're tracking up my deck.
Uncle Charlie, that was Mrs. Harper, the house mother.
What happened?
Passed by Baker Hall. I didn't remember that we were having a feud with them.
Well, they drop water bags on us, and we drop water bags on them. That's life on a big campus.
Yeah. As soon as I dry off, do you want to go down to the cafeteria and have a cup of coffee and a sandwich with me?
Well, I got so busy hashing that I never did have time to eat.
No, thanks. I had some chicken soup.
Chicken soup?
Yeah, somebody left it on the table. It was real good, too.
Uncle Charlie will be glad to hear it.
Oh, was that for you, Robbie? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Forget it.
Hey, is all the food at your house that good?
It's great. Uncle Charlie's just a great cook.
Do you have a room of your own there?
Yeah, sure. All to myself. Boy, it's twice his size. It's a beauty.
Gosh, you must have a pretty big house.
Yeah. Well, it's what you call real comfortable, you know? Nice and warm and kind of friendly and, well, homelike.
Yeah, just like here.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess I'll study for a while, then I'll go on over to the lab and clean up those acid pans for tomorrow.
Then I'll come back and I'll finish up my English lit.
You know, there'd be time for everything if I just didn't have to sleep.
Come in.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Chip, hi. How are you?
Hey, man.
I'm all right.
Hey, hi, Ernie. How are you?
Good
to
Rob.
See you. We were taking a walk, and all of a sudden we looked up, and...
We were on the campus.
Hey, this is my roommate, Bert.
Bert, these are my brothers.
Chip, how you doing?
Pleasure, boy.
This is our dog, Tramp.
Hi, Tramp. How are you?
Hey, this is pretty neat. Small, but neat.
Do you sleep standing up, Rob?
Well, I sleep in this bed, and this is Bert's here.
Hey, you guys, I'll get out of here and give you a little room. Okay. Pleasure meeting you guys.
Nice meeting you.
Bye, boy.
Well, how you guys been, anyhow?
Oh, okay.
Good.
We miss your baseball glove.
Oh, I put it up in a box up in the attic, you know, with some other junk.
I don't think I want to go away to school.
Hey, Ernie, we'd better get going home or Uncle Charlie will yell at us. So long, Rock.
Okay.
Bye, Rock.
Oh, wait, here. Give this to Uncle Charlie. It belongs to him. And tell him that the chicken soup was, great.
Okay. Well, tell Dad we saw you and you're looking okay.
Yeah, and tell him that I'm really living it up here in college.
Come on, okay. Come on, boy.
Bye, Tramp.
So long, Tramp.
Come on, Chip. Bye, Ernie.
Bye.
Rob? Rob?
What? Is it time for school already? Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
I must have dozed off.
Yeah, one of the fellows told me I'd find you up here in the lab. I was out taking a stroll after dinner, and I looked up and found myself on campus, though I thought I'd say hello.
So did Uncle Charlie.
Oh, he was here, too.
Chip, Ernie, and Tramp also.
Well, we're all thinking about you, wondering how you're doing. You look a little tired.
Well, I guess I have been burning the candle at both ends. You know, really living it up.
How's the hashing job going at the sorority house?
Oh, just great, Dad. Art and me serving 30 gorgeous girls, including Jane. Imagine getting paid.
Sounds fine.
Oh, it's just terrific, Dad. Well, after I'm finished here, I go back to the dorms and
study for a while, and then have a bull session with some great guys. Well, you know, Dad, you went away to school, too.
Sure. Well, I just want to say hello. Well, say, if you manage to find some time, maybe between semesters or during spring vacation, drop over to the house, pay us a visit, huh? Charlie will give you home-cooked dinner, and we'd all like to see you. Well, take it easy. I guess you can't very well take it easy, but don't work too hard, huh? Good night, bud.
Night, Dad. Just say goodbye to the gang for me.
Yeah, I will. Well, say, Rob, I... I just got in a couple of minutes ago. You woke up, huh? Yeah, Rob? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, sure, I understand, Rob. Yeah, I'll explain it to them. No, their feelings won't be hurt. Don't worry about it. Okay, Rob. Good night. Charlie, Ernie, Chip.
Yeah?
Come here a minute, will you? Hey, guys, that was Robbie on the phone, and, well, we all have been dropping in on him pretty often over their school, and, he says it's kind of embarrassing. And besides, he says it spoils the whole idea. So, well, you can understand how he feels, huh?
Yeah, I must have embarrassed him when I clobbered the house mother. I just thought she was a student that was left back a lot.
Well, from now on, let's just figure that he's going to some college 1,000 miles away.
I wonder when he's going to write home for money.
No, you understand what I mean.
Okay, Dad.
Darn it.
Ernie.
Yeah, Dad?
What do you mean, darn it?
Well, I was going to go back to see Robbie so he could help me with my book report. Oh.
That Captain Courageous stuff? I thought you did it a couple of days ago.
I got to do another one. Miss Mulger remembered it.
Miss Mulger remembered it?
From when Chip wrote it when he was a kid.
You mean you copied an old book report of Chip's?
Yeah.
Ernie, you know I expect you to do your own work.
I did. I copied every word by myself. Nobody helped me.
That isn't what I mean. Ernie, when you try to pass someone else's work off as your own, that's cheating, isn't it?
I guess so.
In the first place, it's dishonest, and in the second place, you don't learn anything.
Okay, Dad. I won't do it anymore. The teacher didn't believe it anyway.
Didn't believe what?
I told her it was a coincidence that my book report was the same as Chip's. I told her it must have been because we have the same father.
You were dead, huh?
Yeah.
And that was a fib, wasn't it?
I guess so.
Well, I hope you've learned your lesson.
I sure did.
Oh,
good. I won't try to fool clunky old Miss Mulger anymore.
Robbie.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Robbie Douglas, Mr. Miller.
Douglas?
How do you do, Mr. Miller?
He's my guest, and we're in a hurry, so please bring dinner right away.
Sorry to make you chop-chop, old boy, but we have plans. All right. Mrs. Brand.
Okay.
Jane's got a guest.
Yeah?
Who?
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller? He's the instructor in my poli-sci class. Real bright guy. PhD.
Oh, no fooling. You know something? He looks like a PhD. I thought Jane was your girl.
She was.
until she got a D in poli-sci using my notes. And a romance?
She'll do better now.
I'll get her, Steve.
Hello. I'm Bert Parker, Robbie's roommate.
Well, how about that? Come in. I'm his uncle Charlie.
How you do?
And this is his father, Mr. Douglas.
How you do?
Hello,
Mr.
Bert.
Douglas. Yes, it's just the way he described it. I actually recognize the house from outside.
Is something wrong at school?
No. I thought... Well, I guess it's a long shot, but... Robbie said that he moved into Mike's old room. And since Robbie's living in the dorms, that Mike's old room is practically vacant.
Well, that's right.
I thought maybe you'd be willing to rent it.
Rent it, Bert? To whom?
Well, to me. Well, I thought maybe you could see your way clear to let me move in.
Well, Bert, it's nice of you to want to move in here with us, but I really think we ought to keep Robbie's room available to him, just in case he should want to come home for a weekend or something.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd try.
I'm sorry, Bert.
Well, you know, Robbie should really move back home anyway.
And give up all that college life?
Man, is he homesick.
5 minutes away and he's homesick? I thought he was too busy to get homesick.
Well, bye, Mr. Douglas.
Goodbye.
Bye, Uncle Charlie.
Goodbye.
Oh, and thanks for the chicken soup.
You're welcome. And drop in for dinner anytime. And bring your friend, Robbie.
Okay, bye. Goodbye, Bob.
Well, get on the phone and tell the kid to come home where he belongs.
Well, I can't very well do that, Charlie. He's not a kid anymore. He's a college man.
Hello? Yeah? He's here. Steve? Long distance, Washington.
Thank you. Hello. Oh, yes, Mr. Hendricks. Yes, I'm clear at the moment. I will be until the 14th. How long will you need me? Uh-huh. Well, that ought to work out fine, then. All right, I'll leave in the 9 o'clock plane in the morning. You'll meet me at the airport. Right, I'll see you. Goodbye, Mr. Hendricks. Oh. Well, I have to fly out to Washington first thing in the morning.
When you get there, ask some of those big brains how to get Robbie home.
I don't think they can help us with this, Charlie.
Why not? Is it easier to get a man to the moon than a kid home from the dorm?
You know, maybe if we both had to go someplace, we could tell Robbie we need him here at home to take care of Ernie and Chip.
What if I just get sick and we send for Robbie? It'll be like he's making a big sacrifice for us.
Yeah. Or maybe we could...
Hey, Robbie, welcome home. What'd you do, get kicked out of school or something?
No, I'm just moving back home.
You've been away or something?
You plan on staying here with us for a while now?
Yeah, I thought I'd move home where the peanut butter is handier.
That's good, because we missed you, to some extent.
But thanks a lot. Hey, you guys want to help me upstairs with this stuff?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Boy, you know, the guy who said there's no place like home really knew what he was talking about.
Well, now that you're home, dinner in 5 minutes, and wash your hands. Good thing you didn't rent that room.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah? Hi, is Robbie home?
Oh, yes, yes, he is. He just went upstairs. Rob!
Hi, you guys. Hey, this is my dad and my Uncle Charlie. Come on in.
Hello, boys. Charlie? How do they find out these things?
You got me.
I guess there's only one answer. They've got radar.
Nice, isn't it?
Nerve-wracking, but nice.